produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, it's news from Normal. Today from Washington, D.C., Students for Sensible Drug Policy to hold 2006 National Conference this weekend. Students for Sensible Drug Policy will be holding its 2006 National Conference this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Georgetown University Law Center in Washington, D.C. Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre and Normal Senior Policy Analyst Paul Armentano will be speaking at the conference, along with MSNBC analyst Bill Press, Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune, Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation Executive Director Steve Fox, and MAPS Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies President and Normal Board Member Rick Doblin, Drug Policy Alliance Director Ethan Nadelman, and many others. The three-day conference will include a Congressional Lobby Day on Friday. About 350 students are expected to attend the conference. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. We have a spectacular Friday show for you today. We have an artist showcase with Herbal Nation. We'll speak with the drummer and producer of the group, Stumpy, today and play some fine funk from Herbal Nation as well. Also, get your email accounts fired up and enter to win some Normal swag in our free stuff giveaway later on today. It's a special free stuff drawing this weekend because not only will you get Normal buttons and pins, but also a copy of an Herbal Nation CD. First up today, we have an exclusive new PSA from Willie Nelson.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Willie Nelson, a longtime supporter and friend of the Normal Foundation. Next up today is our Friday Artist Showcase with the group Herbal Nation. We have links to their CDs at normalaudiostash.com. Today on the Audio Stash, we have the chance to sit down with Stumpy, the producer and drummer for the group Herbal Nation. We've been airing their CD tracks and live tracks from the High Times Stony Awards in New York City right here on the Audio Stash. Stumpy, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here to the Audio Stash today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Stumpy, it's just great to speak with you today. I've become a quick fan of the music you guys are putting out there and saw Herbal Nation live in New York at B.B. King's Blues Club. First, this is a big group. How did you guys all come together?
Well, the group's been together for a while. It's had gone through different phases of a lineup, but the core of what you saw up there has been together for several years at this point. And actually, that was the first, that was actually a big lineup, and that big lineup was a little extended from the usual. There was an extended horn section, which was the first night that we had that, and we beefed up our horn section a bit that started that night. And we also had some guest vocalists that night, Divadelic, which was Kendra Foster and Sativa Clinton, vocalist for Parliament Funkadelic, and a group called Children of Production actually were doing vocals for us that night, which was actually our actual usual vocalist, whose name is Lydia. She was actually just about to deliver her baby right around that time, so we had some guest vocalists in take over for that night.
Oh, wow.
It worked out really well.
And it really did come together well, because I have the CD and we played those live tracks. This is a really big sound, and you did a great production job here on the CD to get that huge sound on the album.
Definitely, I mean, number one, I really appreciate that comment. That was my first full-fledged production job. I've been working on it. Did it all at the home studio and traveled down, did some recording on the road as well. We do have some guest players on the CD. Jeff Watkins, a longtime saxophonist for James Brown, is on there, which is always a treat. And the players are, the group of players really makes it its own unique flavor, I think. Even though it's definitely based in the funk, it's not a whole group of people that all listen to the same thing, that all listen to funk all the time. We kind of just meet at the funk. There's some, you got people who are mostly jazz people. There's guys that are more into the metal side of things. There are people that are just straight up into the funk, and we come together there.
Stumpy, you're on drums in the group. Let's talk about the rest of the players. You mentioned the vocalists. Who's up on bass there?
That show, you saw Frank Wilson on bass. Frankie. Yeah, he was tearing it up. Willie Mayette is piano and organ. T. Black is on synths and is our remixer. We got Stu Baca on saxophone and on trumpet and trombone. They are known as the Hornets. On guitar, who's the main musical partner in the group, is Sleepa on guitar. Didn't I mention? the general lineup we go out is two keyboards, bass, drums, guitar, horns, vocals.
It really is a great sound, Stumpy. You mentioned the different genres, punk, metal, classical, some coming from the jazz angle. Where have you come from in your musical roots?
It's a long journey. I've gone through, you know, many, many phases. Starting off as a drummer, I did a lot of into rock. I mean, some of my earlier drumming influences, I was of the Neil Peart generation, you know, listening to Rush and Neil Peart, and then gradually made my way through the funk realm, exploring all different kinds of stuff. There's probably something of every genre that I at least listen to. I mean, if it's good, And if it's good and it's real, you know, then it's cool. There's something in everything. I think what happened, you know, when I formed Herbal Nation, it was definitely, you know, heading into a funk thing. For a long time, I played drums in reggae bands for a while. For a good amount of time, I was a drummer in a punk rock band called Neutral Nation. And actually, was part of the genesis of the name Herbal Nation was. Because there was, I had Neutral Nation, and at the time, the vocalist for Herbal Nation at the time, who's also the guy who wrote the lyrics to the song We Love the Herb, we were in a punk rock band called Neutral Nation, and I had another band called Herbal Assault, and I went on to form the current band, and it just came out of those two. Herbal Nation kind of just came together naturally there. That's going back actually to right about 1994, actually. I've had Herbal Nation officially started in 94-95.
Stumpy, Herbal Nation incorporates an unbridled love of marijuana into the lyrics and into the music. You know, does it take extra courage to bring that message out to the public when you play live?
Even when the initial decision to go that direction with a band, you know, that wasn't, I had played in several bands before Herbal Nation, and this just, it was such a natural progression, even to decide to have the group to associate it with cannabis, but, you know, in the lyrics and as well as in artwork and things like that. It definitely at some point has, you know, you could say might have limited certain times where I could play or where I could publicize it, On the other hand, it's also, I couldn't even think of not doing it. That's what it is. And it always feels kind of good. You know, it's a little edge to it. For me, it's a little bit more than just a band. It's something I've poured a lot into, and I guess it blends the love of the music and the love of the herb right in there. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say every song isn't lyrically going to say it. It's the general theme behind everything. You know, everybody in the band doesn't partake as an equal amount, but everybody is certainly supportive of it. We play, you know, events, benefits that have to do with it. So it's important. It's important to me, and everybody who's in the group certainly has just, that's just been it.
We're speaking with Stumpy, the producer and drummer for the group Herbal Nation. We're going to take a quick break here today and listen to some Herbal Nation. Here's Bruce Miller's Garage, performed live at the Stony Awards in New York City. We got links to the Herbal Nation CD at normalaudiostash.com. during our break here, let's take a moment to start up our free stuff giveaway. Just send us an email to freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. Again, that's freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. You have to put "I want Herbal Nation" into the subject line this week, and you'll be entered into our drawing. All entries must be received by 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, November 19th, and a winner will be drawn randomly the next day. The winner will be notified via email, and winners must respond back within 48 hours, or an alternate winner is drawn. For photos of the free stuff and contest rules, just visit normalaudiostash.com. Now let's get back to our artist showcase with Herbal Nation. We're back with the producer and drummer for the group we just heard. It's Herbal Nation. We have links to their website and CDs at normalaudiostash.com. Stumpy, thanks for staying with us here today.
All right, thanks.
And just before we took that music break, we were talking about how far Herbal Nation has come and the different lineup changes over the years. And you guys have been around on the East Coast sustaining your sound and this message, this Herbal Nation message. A lot of folks think California is where it's at when it comes to marijuana, but it seems like there's a great culture for this right in New England.
Well, there is, you know, there's been that the Boston Freedom Rally every year has been a yearly event that I remember going to, I think, starting back in 87. Which is, I mean, besides Seattle, I think that right behind Seattle, one of the biggest in the country. And I mean, I think people are into it everywhere. I think California seems like it's just the hotbed, especially of the medical movement, from what I can tell. Although Rhode Island was one of the states that did legalize for medical purposes, so, and that's where a lot of the group is based out of. But we tend to just, we don't really do a lot of playing around here as much. We try to take it out into some other places, and I think it's a good issue everywhere. It's something I've always felt is important. So, and I can't seem to, I mean, I can't even imagine having a group that I just, that wasn't associated with that. That's, you know, that's where I feel. There's a lot of other issues that are certainly important, but on the other hand, you kind of just got to pick one that you feel is important, and this one is certainly one that I feel it is.
Hey, man, also, too, you're the producer of this group as well as the drummer. I'm sure you spent hours mastering the CDs and doing administration work, but this is the modern way of music, to produce and promote yourself out there rather than catering to some big record label.
Right. Well, the whole way that I ended up going about doing this group is kind of a result of giving up on that kind of thing, at least for getting the whole recording process done. Going out, learning the process of recording, getting some equipment that you can, that makes it feasible in a home studio to do good high quality digital recording, and taking that whole part of it in house instead of trying to find somebody who's going to go and pay a bunch of money in a needlessly high priced studio where, you know, you can turn out a really good product that right in your home. And so that process that I went through was kind of a result of saying, okay, this is, trying to shop it to a label, that whole thing is just kind of not working. Just go through the internet. And I mean, sure, at this point, some outside help on a level that's higher than what I'm operating on, especially in the realm of, let's say, distribution, would be more along what the only, you know, like, outside entity that I would really need, booking and distribution at this point. Everything else, from recording to making sure that there's a totally kicking band ready to go at a moment's notice, you know, that's all done. I don't think it's as necessary to try to shop and to get someone to pay for your own recording.
So this is the modern way in the digital world. It's not so easy being on the cutting edge, though, is it?
Well, no, it's, and I try to bring that as much into the group as possible, actually. Even when we do the shows, we record all of our live shows with the same gear that I use to record the CD. So all the shows get recorded, and then after the shows, at least as quickly as I can, I try to get at least a decent mix of the show up, and I put them on the website, and so get a decent, a good quality live recording as quickly as possible up there for anyone who would be, you know, interested in checking it out. And since what we do is, you know, is we you know, we definitely jam the tunes, although we might do the same basic songs on any given night. There's certainly, even we're not exactly sure exactly how it's going to go. And, you know, that's always fun, too.
Stumpy, Herbal Nation is funk, pure and truly American. We've spoken to hip-hop artists and others, but funk, it's American art form. It really is. Do you feel you're a patriot for playing this genre of music?
A funk patriot. That's funny. I guess, well, I'm definitely aware of its, the fact that it is a uniquely American art form. It is, you know, as red, white, and blue as, you know, apple pie, if you will. But it's also, I feel, you know, one of the best things that's ever come out of America. Even though, you know, it arose out of things that weren't necessarily positive, but how it came out. And really, when it comes to funk, it started with one person, and that person was James Brown. He and the people that he surrounded himself with in his original bands was really, you can trace it to that one person. You know, before James Brown, and even early James Brown himself was not funk, but then in the mid, between 65 and 67, whew, oh man, that's the shit right there that really changed everything.
And Stumpy, when you talk about James Brown and the roots of funk, are you trying to fully emulate that style or come up with a new evolution of that in Herbal Nation?
If anything that we do in that style is I would say paying tribute to it, because we never, one thing that I never do with the group is try to do something really for the sake of sounding like something. Everything is really, all the music that we do is, has started at some point with getting together and just playing and coming up with some grooves and whatnot, and they've developed into the material that we do. But you won't hear, don't really go jumping from like one, let's say here's our quote-unquote funk tune, let's do here's our reggae song, here's our metal song. It's not anything like that, and there's never a conscious thought of trying to sound like that. But it's based in funk, it pays tribute to funk, but it is a very organic thing coming from just where each of the individuals is coming from.
And do you think that funk has the same broad and bright future as other American art forms like jazz and hip-hop?
I think funk, it has to. I mean, just about all music that we even hear right now, whether it be hip-hop or pop or almost everything is based in the funk. Even, you know, commercial jingles you hear, everything seems to have really has somehow tied to the funk. You know, early metal was not so based in the funk. A lot of early rock, you know, whether it be, you know, like, you know, Led Zeppelin, going back to any of that, even Led Zeppelin was strictly based in the funk. But, you know, something like a Black Sabbath on the metal side, that traces its roots to a more classical European thing. You know, wasn't necessarily based in the funk. But the kind of funk model that I look to as far as, you know, the kind of feel that I go for with our show and the whole feel of it, although it's not that we try to sound like or anything, but just the kind of model is the Parliament Funkadelic, you know, where they've gone with it, what they still do with it. I think that's just really some of the best stuff out there.
We're going to wrap things up today, Stumpy. Where's the best place for folks to get Herbal Nation CDs and find out where they can see you guys live?
For checking when our upcoming shows are, I'll just refer you to the website, and which you can get us on myspace.com/herbalnation and or at herb-n-funk.com is the main website that has all of our show listings. That's a great place to purchase the CD. If you want to purchase the CD through downloads, it's available on iTunes. Also, The website has a whole bunch of live audio and video, as well as a whole bunch of pictures and all kinds of stuff that you can always check in on.
We'll have links up there on our website to Herbal Nation. Check out normalaudiostash.com. Stumpy, first I want to thank you for letting us play Herbal Nation tracks here on the Stash, and thanks again for joining us here today.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. Anytime.
That was Stumpy, the producer and drummer for the group Herbal Nation. Check him out through links we have at normalaudiostash.com. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.